You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Behold, I'm coming quickly. Okay, worship guy even says it himself. I am your fellow servant of your brethren, the prophets, and of those that keep the words in his book. Worship God. Verse 10, and he said to me, now look at what he says. Revelation 22:10, it says, do not seal. You see that? Everyone that has a Bible, do not seal. Do not seal. Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Now, isn't that interesting? At the end of the book of Daniel, when the very same thing happened, Daniel is told this. Listen to this. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. At that time, Michael the archangel will stand up, the great prince who watches over the sons of your people. There will be a time of trouble such as never has been. At that time, your people will be delivered, everyone who's found written in the book. Many of those that sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those that are wise will shine like the brightness of the firmament. Those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. That could be you. I encourage you today to turn as many people to righteousness as you can. Use the rest of your time here on earth to turn people to righteousness. Make your time on earth count. You're blessed and honored here. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. You will shine like a star forever and ever by helping turn someone to righteousness. Then he says this, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many, see, this is how you know when the end is near. Listen to what he says. Shut up the book and seal it until the end. He says, many will run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. That's how you'll know it's near the time of the end. I know a couple of people here, Bill and Ron, they worked out at the Space Center. Their two cell phones combined have got more memory than the whole Space Center used to have. This is how you'll know when the end is near, is when people run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. And Daniel's told, seal up the book. John is told, don't seal up the book. Seal up the book, don't seal up the book. Seal up the book, don't seal up the book. What gives? What makes 2,000 years ago the time of the end, but 2,400 years ago not the time of the end? You follow me? Daniel's told, seal it up until the time of the end. Revelation said, don't seal it up. What's the difference between Daniel and John? And one particular verse I'll read you. Acts chapter 1. Verse 6, it says, when they come together, they ask them, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said, it is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you saw him go. Once this event happened, this entire world has been put on high alert. And that's the difference. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, the ministry of the Son of God done and over, is what started this. At that very moment. Because the world awaits now, and all of creation groans, just like Paul wrote in Romans 8. All the creation groans until the unveiling of the sons of God. Waiting. That's what lets John say that, and Daniel couldn't. Because once Jesus' ministry was done and he was taken up, the next time he's coming back, that's it. When he comes back again, all the world will, what does it say? Wail when he comes back. Right? They look up. They look down, wrong hand, sorry, right hand, or on their forehead. They look up, they look down, they see the mark, and they wail. The whole world is on high alert. Like Jesus says, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Are you ready for Jesus' return? That's my question to you today. You will not get another chance if you miss his return. Anyone in this church, or anyone that hears this on the radio or on the podcast today. Oh, the poor Aborigine, maybe that's never heard of Jesus, might get another chance. But his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, so that men are without excuse. If you miss this return, you're lost. This is your second chance. It's today. All right, here's the end of Revelation, starting in verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do. Here we go again. Do is an action verb. And doing brings the right to the tree of life. Doing. Sweating. Burning calories. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the end. Blessed are those that do his commandments so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. For without or outside are dogs, sorcerers, again, drug users, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves and maketh or practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you to these things in the churches. I haven't seen the word church in here since chapter 3. We haven't seen the word church here since the church, the lukewarm church of Laodicea, you haven't seen the word church anywhere in the Bible. And here it is again now. I have sent my angel to testify, down it goes, up it goes. Right? What did Gabriel say? I am Gabriel, and I stand before the throne of God. Now, this angel is going to give a testimony himself. I've sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. Go tell the churches these things. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, Erku, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is thirsty say, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. There is the Calvinist nightmare. That verse. Whosoever will. I can picture that hanging on one of those gates in heaven. That sign right there. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The invitation of God is open to all. To all the whosoever wills. Except there's tension on that rope. John 6:44, Jesus says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I'll raise him up on the last day. Whosoever will is open to everyone. But you are not a whosoever will unless someone calls you. Just like calling you on your cell phone. God's got to call you. He calls you, you pick up your cell phone and you look and you see God's calling. What do you do when God calls you? That's one answer. She's inundated now because she's looking. For those on the radio, I'm pointing at my wife. She had the unmitigated audacity to look into health insurance. And then she gave out my name. That's why I got two cell phones now. What do you do when they call? What can you do when God calls? Same thing when Mr. Aetna calls. What do? Number one, send a voicemail. The person you are trying to reach is busy now and will call you back later. Or number two, you can block the call. I'll block them. That's what I'll do. It's the Aetna man. I'm going to block him. Or it's God calling. You block him. I'm sick and tired of this guy calling me. The nerve of him loving me. You see, you've been deceived if you think that. God calls you because he loves you and wants to reconcile you back to him. That is the great scam pulled on this world. Is God loves you and wants you to spend eternity in that place that we just looked at. God loves you. Satan's ambition and mad dream is to deceive you into that truth. Or actually, that lie that hides that truth that God loves you. It's been a great book, hasn't it? What do you do when God calls you? Send a voicemail. Block. Or respond, just like Isaiah did. Isaiah said, what did he say? Here am I, Lord. Send me. Lord God, we praise you for your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio,